somewhat likely that Trump's economic policies will cause a recession. 73% say the economy is in bad shape, and more than half say it's gotten worse since Trump took office.
One person was killed after a large boat crashed into a ferry with 45 people on board off Florida's Gulf Coast in Clearwater. 30-year-old man facing murder charges for driving a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival in Vancouver Saturday. 11 people were killed. Today, Canada votes to choose its next prime minister. This is ABC News.
Now this news update, Mon Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents makes the courthouse less safe, and that even persons in the U.S. illegally have legitimate business there.
When these folks are driven away, that makes our community less safe. These folks should be encouraged to participate in court proceedings.
Dugan is accused of allowing an undocumented immigrant to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. Black bears are on the move. The DNR says about 24,000 black bears are starting to emerge from hibernation in search of food and new territory. The NFL draft wraps up Saturday at the Titletown District in Green Bay. Approximately 250,000 fans are expected during the draft. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, even tornadoes will be possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight. Our high 79, storms end late tonight, tomorrow clearing with a high near 60. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
Ugh.
We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
We're not gonna take it.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Easy now. so true. Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Max FM.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. Broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
To be the
99.7
choose, even if you try, yeah, you're banging your head again, cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know, we can't go on, just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us down. Never, 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 never run away. Hey baby, you know it's true. Why you bother lying when you know that you want it too? Don't you dare deny me. Walk those legs right over here. Give me what I'm dying for. One chance, one love. Hold me down, never let me go. We can't go on, just running away. If we wait any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us.
Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
In the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Send me
Goodbye. Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm.
Nine-seven Max FM.
Step in my groove now. And if you
forget about it.
Local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Baby.
Because I gotta have faith. Ooh,
I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, 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 and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee elected officials reacted to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Mayor Cavalier Johnson said